Vision.
welcome to another edition of Marauders Baseball on MILB TV, Valley Live on Marauder Radio Network. Ben McCourty with you on a beautiful Sunday, sunny afternoon at Leecom Park to close out this series between the Marauders and the Jupiter Hammerheads. Bradenton up 3-2 in this six-game stretch here at home and hoping to close it out with a bang today and win yet another home series. And hopefully, things go right elsewhere. Within six games of the Thrashers atop the Florida St. League West Division. Marauders go with Dominic Piracci on the mound, the lefty with a 4.38 ERA, 1-0 record. 24.2 innings pitched, 29 punch-outs, 14 walks, has given up one home run. Opponents batting .281 against the left-handed pitcher. Sixth start of the season for the only Division III player drafted in 2022. He's backed up defensively with Omar Alfonso catching. Jesus Castillo at first, Jamar Johnson at second, Avi Rivas at short, Brannigan at third, Torero in left, Swaggerty in center, and Tanner Treadway in right. The Hammerheads with Brent Roberts leading off in back-to-back games. Chase Luttrell way up the order, back second place in left. Sanoja third at second base. Caballero cleans up for his sixth game of the series, plays in center. Rodriguez bats fifth, plays at third. Sam Prater, the DH in the sixth spot. Harrison Spahn seventh at short. Torin Montgomery plays at first, the 259 hitter in the 8-hole. And Spencer Bramwell catches and rounds out the order in ninth. 071 the average for him this year. The Marauders DH will be Shaolin Polanco today when they turn the offensive side things over in the bottom half of this first inning. Pair of walk-off wins to start the series. A doubleheader sweep for Jupiter. On Friday night, the Marauders with the 9-0 thumping yesterday, trying to finish it on a high note this afternoon. Sunny skies, temperatures in the low 80s, high 70s. Feels more like a March day than a late May afternoon here at Leecom Park. First pitch from Piracci to Roberts. Fastball hit high in the air. Right field. Treadway settles under it. Makes a comfortable squeeze. One away. One pitch, one out. Underway at 12:04 local. Piracci efficient in the first batter face. Chase Luttrell up now. Two-spot man and left fielder batting .271 this year. One homer, 13 runs batted in. Batting .188 in the last 10 games. First pitch heater to him at the belt. Called a strike, it's 0-1. Alex Lorry, home plate umpire today. Davion Fry on the bases. 0-1 from Piracci. Loops one in on the inner half, called a strike, and it's 0-2 quickly now. Time called. Luttrell regrips some pine tar, digs back in. 0-2 pitch from the lefty with one away. Called strike three. Luttrell frozen by a fastball at 91 on the outer half, and there's two away. Four pitches and a pair of outs for Piracci to start the afternoon. Fastball, 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 and we will see you later. Javier Sanoja up. .259 average, no home runs, 24 RBI, leads the Hammerheads with those ribbies. First pitch. Shows bunt, pushes it foul first base side. Rolling towards the Bradenton dugout for strike one. Casey Harms taking over the managerial duties today. Spent 2 years as manager of the Waterloo Bucks in the Northwoods League. So no stranger to being the bench boss. 0-1. Hit high in the air to left. That one hooking way foul and out of play, though. Had the legs to leave the ballpark. Ends up where the buses park near the visitor's clubhouse in foul territory on the left side. 0-2, two away, Piracci trying to make it a seven-pitch first inning. Lefty fires home. Misses low in the dirt. Alfonso nods at the offering. Piracci tried to dangle a changeup just below the bottom edge of the K-zone. Did not miss by much. Ball and two strikes with two away. The rock and the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three. Pair of Ks, eight pitches, three outs. In the top of the first, Piracci cuts through the Hammerheads to get the day started. Marauders with Torero, Swaggerty, and Brannigan due up facing Colin Lowe when we come back on MILB TV, Bally Live, the Marauder Radio Network.
Boot, scoot, and boogie to the ballpark on Saturday, August 19th as your Marauders take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers. Bring your Ariats and Stetsons and join us for a night celebrating the greatest music in our amazing agriculture industry in Southwest Florida. Get your tickets for Country and Agriculture Night now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join the Bradenton Marauders on Friday, June 9th as we celebrate Faith and Family Night at Leecom Park. The Marauders take on the Dunedin Blue Jays at 6:30. Come be a part of an evening celebrating you and your loved ones at the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Únete a nosotros para celebrar Copa de la Diversión at Leecom Park. The Bradenton Barbanegras are back this year as we celebrate Hispanic heritage. Join us to see the Barbanegras take the field on April 23rd, June 17th, and July 15th. Get your tickets today at BradentonMarauders.com.
Back here for the bottom of the first at Leecom Park, and Manuel Torero will lead it off after Paracci cut through the Hammerheads in just 8 pitches in the first. Torero, Swaggerty, Brannigan, Johnson, Polanco, Rivas, Treadway, Alfonso, and Castillo. The starting 9 today. First pitch to Torero from Colin Lowe. Fastball misses away. It's 1-0. Lowe with a 5.16 ERA this year. 2-1 record for the right-handed starter. 1-0 offering. Torero lines one hard to left center field. That one's going to drop down. Cut off in the gap by Latrell. A base hit for Emmanuel Torero to get the Sunday started at the plate for Bradenton. Got a fastball in the outer half this time. Ate up a little more of the dish than I'm guessing Lowe would have wanted. And Emmanuel, good swing. Hit it where it's pitched. Took it the other way. Brings up Travis Swaggerty now. 1-for-5 during his rehab stint with Bradenton. Takes a cut, fouls it straight back for strike one. Lowe has tossed 29 and two-thirds innings this year. This is his 6th start. Struck out 27 and walked 10. Opponents batting 278 against him. The 0-1. Swaggerty takes fastball away. Called a strike, looked to be a ball or ball and a half outside. Instead, the count 0-2. Torero with a hearty helping of stolen bases this year. Leads at first. Pitch to Swaggerty. Same spot. Called the ball this time, and it's 1-2. Torero with 10 swiped bags. Second on the team with that number. Conservative lead held on by Montgomery. Pickoff throw there. And Manuel dives back safely. Montgomery at first. Sinoha at second base. Spahn and Rodriguez at short and third. Latrell, Caballero, and Roberts left to right patrolling the grass for Jupiter. 1-2 pitch to Swaggerty. Breaking ball driven down the left field side. It's going to hook foul and out of play. And we'll do the 1-2 again. Swaggerty played a couple of weeks up in AAA Indianapolis to get the year started. Back down here, trying to get in the swing of things again with the bat in hand after going down injured. 1-2, swing and a miss. Swaggerty goes down to a knee after a changeup, comes up empty, one away. Brings up Jack Brannigan, 186 average for the Marauder third baseman. Had struggled to find hits after coming off the IL, but yesterday we saw him really refine that form and that player that he is at the plate. Drew 2 walks, stole a base, tripled yesterday. Watches one miss low. Comfortable take for ball one. A 12-pitch walk in the eighth inning yesterday for Brannigan. Got his money's worth there. Torero at first. Adding an extra half step to the leadoff every time. 1-0. Torero with a big secondary lead as Brannigan takes a fastball for strike one to even up the count. 1-1 to Brannigan. No RBI this year for him. Pickoff throw to first. Torero dives back, face first. No tag applied. Throw was late. Comfortable. Return to the bag safely for Emmanuel. Reclaims his lead. Set on the hill is low. 1-1 pitch to Brannigan. Torero takes off. Fastball misses outside. Throw down to second. Oh, I don't know about that one. That looked like Emmanuel got the right foot in there ahead of the tag. But he's going to be called out. Caught stealing for the second put away of the inning. Looked like the high throw gave Torero a window to slide the foot in there safely. I think going back and looking at that one would be worth a watch. 2-1 to Brannigan. Hum down the middle for a strike. Count even. Two pitch with two away. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Inning over. Torero singles but is caught stealing. Marauders leave none and score none in the top of the first. And we're scoreless going to the second frame when we come back on MILB-TV, Bally Live, and the Marauders Radio Network.
I'm down bad. She slammed that door. She broke my heart. That girl sure got out of town fast. She bounced, so I bounced in here trying to bounce back. Ooh, I know I probably ought to throw a couple prayers up to the man upstairs. Ooh, instead of watching this bottle that was filled up just disappear. Sitting here wishing on a neon star up there hanging from behind the bar. Hoping there's a U-turn in your car. Don't know why I do. Before too long, this old number seven's on round nine. A lot of dive bar downtown. Yeah. And ooh, I know I probably ought to throw a couple prayers up to the man upstairs. Ooh, instead of letting this heart stay beat down, pulling up this chair. Sitting here wishing on a neon star. Up there hanging from behind the bar. Hoping there's a U-turn in your car. Don't know why I do, cause it never comes through.
Back here on MILB-TV, Bally Live and the Marauder Radio Network. The top half of the second. No score between Jupiter and Bradenton. Barachi with a pair of strikeouts, 8-pitch inning in the first. Here facing the tough Jorge Caballero. First pitch fastball away. Called a strike. Actually, a curveball reads as a fastball on pitch data. That thing has fooled me more times than I can count. 0-1. Heater away. About a ball or two outside the edge of the zone. 1-1 the count. Paracci working quickly. The 1-1. Breaking ball, top half of the zone. Doesn't get the call. Paracci kind of gave a hop up on the mound after that one. Wanted the strike call. 2-1 pitch coming home to Caballero. Fouled off, straight back. 2-2 the count. Paracci wasting no time, has attacked every man he's faced here today. Because of that speed, Caballero wants to call time and adjust himself here. Gives a tap of the left toe with the bat and digs in. Paracci set, 2 balls, 2 strikes to Caballero, leading off the top of the second. The pitch from the left-hander. Line drive, right field. That one's going to drop in. Yet again, weak contact and a hit for Jorge Caballero. That's been his bread and butter all series long, and he does it here to lead off the second for Jupiter. Christian Rodriguez up. 275 hitter. 11 RBI, no long balls this year. Batting a solid 313 in the last 10 games. Paracci stares at the runner, fires first pitch. Fastball away. Misses, but not by much for ball one. Caballero with 6 stolen bases this year, has been caught once. Held on by Castillo. 1-0 pitch. Breaking ball away. Misses. Good foot and a half outside. 2-0 the count. Paracci trying to bounce back after giving up the weak single to the right side. 2-0. Fastball hummed down the middle. Good bounce back heater for Paracci. 90 on the gun for strike one. Lefty comes together. Caballero at first. The breaking ball misses away. Hitter-friendly 3-1 count now for Rodriguez. Marauders fans, good to keep an eye on what's happening in St. Lucie. Mets could really help out your Marauders with a win today. And if our boys can get the job done. Pickoff throw to first was of no consequence to the runner. First disengagement of the at-bat for Paracci. Lefty set, 3-1 pitch to Rodriguez. Swing and a miss. Challenged him with a fastball. Blew it by him for strike two in the count full. Love watching Paracci, Diamond, two guys that attack, attack, attack. Full count pitch on its way. Called strike three. Down looking is Rodriguez, and there's one away. Second looking punch out of the game for Paracci. He's got 3 through the first 5 men faced this afternoon. Brings up Sam Prater, DHing. 100 average, 2 RBI for him in 8 games played. Hits one high in the air, right center field. Termar called off by Treadway. Authoritative call and a good catch for out number 2. Brings up now Harrison Spahn, the shortstop. Batting 186 in 2023. Has 3 home runs, tied for the team lead with that tally. But not having the best of series here at Lecom Park. Has yet to record a base hit against the Marauders. First pitch, breaking ball to him. Back foot offering misses in by a bit for ball one. 16 at-bats, 2 walks, 6 strikeouts in Bradenton for Spahn in the batter's box. Paracci's 1-0. Fastball hit high and deep to left. That one back to the track. After it and making the grab on the run is Swaggerty to end the inning. Well struck, well placed, but a good read by the Marauders center fielder to end the inning. No runs, 1 hit, no errors, and a man left. We go to the home second. Still no score at Lecom Park when we come back.
What's better than a man's best friend and the best hard seltzer in the world? Both at a baseball game. Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw, is back at Lecom Park this season. Fans 21 and up can enjoy special deals on White Claws with their 4-legged friend alongside them on April 21st, May 26th, June 16th, July 21st, and August 18th. Fresh water and relief areas for your pets will be available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Marauders fans, join us on Friday, May 27th at Lecom Park as we salute our country's amazing servicemen and women on Military Appreciation Night. Your Marauders will take the diamond against the Clearwater Threshers at 6:30 wearing patriotic-themed jerseys. The night will be capped off with a fireworks display presented by Budweiser. Active service members and veterans will receive a free ticket with discounted tickets offered for family members. Head to BradentonMarauders.com to get your tickets today.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Back here for the home second on MILB TV, Bally Live and the Marauder Radio Network. Ben Picorni with you. With Tamar Johnson leading it off here in the bottom of the second for Bradenton. Pirates number one overall prospect, batting 273 this year. Home run and 10 batted in. Has found some great form at the plate in the last week or so. Batting 333 in the last 10 games. He watches a breaker miss below the knees for ball one. This series a 294 average for him, but something's clicking right now for Tamar. As he offers a quarter of a swing at a breaking ball in the outer half. It's called a strike regardless. 1-1. Was rested last night. Next pitch, fought off the hands, foul, out of play, third base side for strike two. A home run, four RBI, an OBP of 487 for Tamar in his last 10 games. Fastball misses, good 2 feet outside to him in the count, even at 2-2 now. Pair of piece pitch. Hard hit ground ball, base hit into right field. Tamar gets the head of the bat around to an outer half delivery. Drives it through the right side for a leadoff single. Fastball in that outer half. A lot harder to try and turn down that line, but got a changeup. Gave him time to get the barrel around to it. Wait back. Struck it well and got rewarded for it. Shaleen Polanco up now. Two walk-off hits for him in this series. Had a solid game last night. A pair of RBI for Polanco. 2-for-5 at the plate. Also stole 2 bases. Tamar had a pickoff throw fired at him. Has just 1 swiped bag this year. First pitch, Shaleen with a weak roller toward second. Should be 2. Relay to first in time. 4-6-3, the twin kill. And there's 2 down. That erases the leadoff single of Johnson. Brings up Javi Rivas now. Rivas batting 221, 2 homers, 28 RBI. Leads the team with that tally. First pitch to him. Breaking ball hung over the middle of the plate, but he flies it high in the air to center. 4 men converge, and the center fielder Caballero will be the one that calls it and makes the catch to end the inning. Marauders set down in order in a roundabout fashion yet again. A leadoff single does not come to pass, and we go to the third, still scoreless, on MILB TV, Bally Live, and the Marauder Radio Network.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Take me out to the ball game. Swing, batter, batter, swing, batter, batter, swing, batter, batter, swing. Swing, batter, batter, swing, batter, batter, swing, batter, batter, swing. Yeah. Baby, do you come here often?
Strike two.
Hey, baby, now
back here on MILB TV, Bally Live on the Marauder Radio Network. Ben Picorni with you for the top of the third at Lecom Park. No score between Jupiter and Bradenton after two innings gone. Bracci has punched out three, facing seven men in the first two, and we welcome you in here to a nice cool afternoon in the booth. Much needed after wacky couple past few days with weather. Bracci's first pitch here to Montgomery misses up and away for ball one. Eight spot man, Torin Montgomery, first baseman, batting 259 this year. 1-0 pitch. Fastball driven up the middle, a base hit. Got on top of a heater. Shot it straight back up the middle. Leadoff single in back-to-back innings for Jupiter. Bottom of the order, and Spencer Bramwell up now. 0-7-1 average for him. No home runs, no RBI. Making his 15th, his 15th at-bat of the season right here. First pitch, bounce back to the mound. Parachi bobbles it, has no chance for the double play, but the easy out at first. Play made in time, 1-3, and there's one down in the inning. Montgomery up to second. Top of the order, and Brett Roberts up. Flied out to right in the first inning. First pitch he saw, took a big cut at it, was laid on a fastball. First pitch, breaking ball, inner half. Parachi gets a piece of the zone, called a strike, it's 0-1. Fastball hit high and deep to left. That one is back. It's got a chance. It will stay in the yard. Great play made on the warning track by Terrero. Shuffles this feet with only a few feet to spare and secures the catch for out number two. It's a pair of long fly ball outs off the bats of these Hammerheads. Chase Luttrell up, struck out, looking on three fastballs in the first inning. Takes a breaking ball here. First pitch misses away. It's 1-0. With two away. Montgomery led off the inning with a single. He stands at second. Fastball hit high in the air, third base side. Branigan tracks it into foul ground. Makes the catch, inning over. Leadoff single doesn't hurt Parachi. Three quick outs follow behind that one, and we go to the bottom of the third. Still scoreless at Lecom Park.
Marauders fans, join us on Friday, May 27th at Lecom Park as we salute our country's amazing servicemen and women on Military Appreciation Night. Your Marauders will take the diamond against the Clearwater Threshers at 6:30 wearing patriotic-themed jerseys. The night will be capped off with a fireworks display presented by Budweiser. Active service members and veterans will receive a free ticket with discounted tickets offered for family members. Head to BrainsMarauders.com to get your tickets today.
Marauders fans, join us on Friday, July 14th for Nine Devils Tribute Night at Lecom Park. The Marauders will wear Nine Devils-themed jerseys to honor the Negro League pioneers of baseball in Bradenton that were a part of the game's great history that paved the way for Black and African-American players in the game of baseball. Get your tickets to Nine Devils Night at BradentonMarauders.com.
Marauders fans, mark your calendars for Marauders Thirsty Thursdays. On April 20th, May 11th and 25th, June 8th, 15th and 29th, as well as July 20th, August 3rd, 17th and 31st. Thirsty Thursdays will feature discounted alcohol prices for all fans 21 and over, presented by Budweiser and Tickets Sarasota. Get your tickets today for Marauders Thirsty Thursday at BradentonMarauders.com.
Back here for the bottom of the third at Lecom Park. Ben Picorni with you on MILB TV, Bally Live, the Marauder Radio Network. Whatever you're tuning in on, we thank you for joining us. Whole team, Amina Maradovic up there on the controls. Josh Podomnik hanging out, working on his Minecraft world. Craig Warzeka Man in the press box today, just down to the left of me, Marauders GM. Pinch hitting here on a Sunday afternoon. No score here in the bottom of the third. Tanner Treadway leading things off. First pitch. Fastball misses low. It's 1-0. Treadway batting 148 this year. Two RBI, no long balls for the Oklahoma product. 1-0. Fastball rolled over towards short. Charging hard as Spawn makes a good glove play. Strong throw in time. One away. With one down, Omar Alfonso up now. Alfonso batting 190. No home runs. Three RBI for the left-handed hitting catcher. Takes a cut and a miss at a meaty breaking ball for strike one. Oh, 1. Bounce back up the middle. That one rolling towards center. Diving stop by Spawn. Throw to first. Scooped in time. Wow. Unbelievable play by the Jupiter shortstop. Went 2 or 3 feet into the outfield grass to dive to the ground and scoop that one up. Bounced the throw to first on the money. For the second put away. Got to give credit where it's due. That was a special play defensively. Jesus Castillo up now. Takes breaking ball low at the knees for strike one. Castillo batting in a rare appearance in the nine spot. Always at the top of the order. A one pitch driven to right. Charging in on it now as Roberts makes the squeeze on the jog to end the inning. Marauders set down in order. Nine up, nine down through the first three, and we go to the fourth scoreless at Lecom Park when we come back on MILB TV, Valley Live, and your Marauders radio network.
Well, you know you make me wanna kick my heels up and down.
Back here on MILB TV, Bally Live, the Marauder Radio Network on a Sunday afternoon at Lecom Park. We're scoreless after three innings. Paracci for Bradenton, Lowe for Jupiter. Both cutting through the other team's respective lineups. Three punch-outs for Paracci. He's given up a pair of hits in the first two innings. No walks for the left-hander. Faces 3, 4, and 5 here in this frame, starting with Javier Sanoja. So I just now realized my blue Lecom Park polo matching with the blue uniforms of Jupiter today as Sanoja tries to push a bunt down. Misses the attempt for strike one, high fastball. I assure you, and I think if anyone listens to me, there's no question of where the allegiances lie. 0-1 from Paracci. Breaking ball, outer half. Called a strike, and it's 0-2. Gets ahead quickly on Sanoja, the three-spot hitter. Two-strike pitch. Misses upstairs. Fastball about eye level. 1-2 the count now. Ball and two strikes. Paracci trying to set him away. Fouled off straight back. Barely catching it off the end of the bat was Sanoha to stay alive for another 1-2 pitch. Next pitch, bouncing ball hit sharply towards Tamar. Fields throws one away. Well struck, but got on top of it. Exactly what Piracci wanted with the curveball. Stepping in the cleanup and Jorge Caballero, 1-for-1 in the game. First pitch. Bouncer towards third. Brannigan backhand play at the foul line. Strong throw to first right into the glove of Castillo. Two down. Was about to talk about Caballero's average in the series over the last 10, but instead we'll talk about the five-spot hitter Christian Rodriguez. He struck out looking in a full count at bat in the second inning. First pitch breaking ball to him here. Misses low, not by much. It's 1-0. Middle infielder's playing back towards the grass for Bradenton. 1-0. Fastball away. Call the ball. Looked good. 2-0 now. Two balls, no strikes. Piracci trying to fight back in the AB. Pitch. Fouled off straight back. That'll do it. A neutral count, and it's 2-1. Jupiter struggling against left-handed pitching this year. Batting just 208 against southpaws. 2-1 pitch. Caught off the end of the bat. Fouled straight back for strike two. Rodriguez, the best hitter against lefties. A 421 average this year. Reverse splits for the lefty-lefty matchup. Deuces wild, 2-2-2 away. Top of the fourth, the pitch from Piracci. Line drive into left field, straight at Terrero. Jogs onto it, makes the catch, inning over. Hammerheads are set down in order. Piracci scoreless through four on the hill. We go to the home half. 0-0 when we come back on MILB-TV, Bally Live, and the Marauder Radio Network.
Marauders fans, mark your calendars for Marauders Thirsty Thursdays on April 20th, May 11th and 25th, June 8th, 15th and 29th, as well as July 20th, August 3rd, 17th and 31st. Thirsty Thursdays will feature discounted alcohol prices for all fans 21 and over, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Get your tickets today for Marauders Thirsty Thursday at BradentonMarauders.com.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Back here on MILB-TV, Bally Live on the Marauder Radio Network. Ben Picorni with you in the bottom of the fourth at Lecom Park. 0-0 the score, two hits for either side. Both pitchers have not allowed a free pass. Colin Lowe. Three stout innings on the mound for Jupiter. Faces the top of the order. And in Manuel Terrero, who's 1-for-1 to start the inning. First pitch. Called a strike at the belt. Delayed call from the home plate umpire Alex Lori, 0-1. Took half a second to think about that one. One strike pitch. Terrero takes. Thigh high fastball. Right over the heart of the plate for strike two. Down to the count, the 0-2 pitch from Lowe. Heater misses away. Terrero watches it ride the outer half chalk line. A ball and it's 1-2 now. Terrero singled the left to lead off the game. Was caught stealing in the first inning. 1-2 pitch. Drives it down the right field line. That one's going to drop in a base hit. Pair of solid line drive singles today for Emmanuel Terrero. And he starts the fourth the same way he started the first. by reaching base on a well-struck ball. Brings up Travis Swaggerty. 1-for-6 across a couple of games played in his rehab assignment here in Bradenton. Struck out in a 5-pitch at-bat, swinging in the first inning. Righty-lefty matchup favors Swaggerty as he grounds one sharply to short, spawned to second for one, relay to first. Not in time. Swaggerty beats it out to avoid the double play. But leadoff single erased once more. Throw led off the first with a base hit, was caught stealing. Termar with a ground ball single in the second. Caught up in a double play, and Swaggerty almost repeated that there. But could be big that he beat that one out with Brannigan stepping in. Struck out in a 5-pitch AB in the first. Chased a breaking ball in the dirt and went down. First pitch to him. Fastball misses up and in. Brannigan turns the face away from it. 1-0 the count. Brannigan defensively has been great in his return to the lineup. Offensively, just trying to string a few together. Takes a cutter on the outer half for strike one. Count even with one away. One ball, one strike, one out in the inning. Swaggerty with good speed stands at first. Pitch. Brannigan pops it up in the infield. Second baseman Sinoha under it. Backpedaling and makes the grab for out number two. Brings up Termar Johnson. Termar smoked a ground ball through the right side of the infield his last time up in the second inning. 1-for-1 today. First pitch from low to Termar Johnson. Big cut and a miss. Slider in the dirt for strike one. Swaggerty with good speed on first. Stole a base last night. Something in the gap. Might see him get the wave around third. Try to go all the way around. Pickoff throw to first. As I mentioned, in the speed of the Marauder base runner. But he walks back to the bag safely on his feet. No tag applied. Throw was late. A one pitch to Termar Johnson. Half-hearted check swing and a miss at a fastball way upstairs for strike two. Stopped his hands as he got halfway through that cut at it. Knew he had chased. Too late to try and stop himself. 0-2 now. Misses away a ball, and it's 1-2. Lowe tried to dangle a changeup off the outer half of the plate. Termar not biting. That one tailed away at the last second from the zone. Ball and two strikes with two away. Swaggerty at first. The pitch. Time called. Termar called time very late there. Umpire granted it. Very, very late call. Termar digs back in now. Would have been ball two, it looked like, at first glance. 1-2 now from low. Termar pops a breaking ball foul, third base side. It's going to get out of play. Kisses up against the protective netting, rolls down onto the diamond. We'll do the 1-2 again. Ball and two strikes, still the count to Termar Johnson. Conservative lead at first for Swaggerty. Pitch from low. On its way. Bouncer up the middle, Spawn charging it hard. Fields well, throw to first in time. They get Termar by half a step to end the inning. Another scoreless inning after a leadoff single for Bradenton. And we head to the fifth. No runs for either side. We come back on MILB-TV, Bally Live, the Marauder Radio Network.
This town ain't big, this town ain't small, it's a little of both, they say.
Our ball club may be minor league, but at least it's Triple A. We sit below the Marlboro Man, above the Rockville Wall. We do the wave all by ourselves. Hey, if a blind man could have made that call. We like our beer flat as candy. We like our dogs with mustard and relish. We got a great pitcher, what's his name? Well, we can't even spell it. We don't worry about the pennant much. We just like to see the boys hit it deep. There's nothing like the view from the Chiefs.
Back here for the top of the fifth at Lecom Park. Marauders and Hammerheads scoreless after four innings. Paracci for Bradenton and Lowe for Jupiter. Both tossing really solid outings. Sam Prater leading it off. First pitch from Paracci, a check swing. Appeal, no, says the field umpire. And it's ball one. Prater flied out to right in his first trip. Fastball misses, letter high. Two balls and no strikes now. Two ball offering. Fastball misses high again, 3-0. Prater batting 097 this season. Paracci set, 3-0 pitch. Ball four, way upstairs. Fastball about eye level. Four pitch, 90-foot free pass for Prater to start this top half of the fifth for Jupiter. Harrison Spawn up now, the shortstop. Drove a ball deep to left center field his last trip. Caught on the warning track by Swaggerty to end the second inning. Double play depth up the middle for the Marauders defensively. First pitch, bunt showed, pulled back. Pitch is called the ball. Marauders appeal that the batter offered at it. They said no, it's 1-0. Couple Marauders in the dugout and a couple fans calling that one a strike from the seats. 1-0 pitch from Paracci. Five straight balls to start the inning. This one a push bunt to first. Castillo with a great play to second for one. Relay to first. They won't get the twin kill, but they cut down the lead runner. Too much juice on the bunt from Spawn. Prater had no chance to get in there safely. Great play by Jesus. It's so tough for a right-handed guy playing first base to field that ball and spin around 180 and fire a strike, and a strike it was to Rivas at second. The rare 3-6 put out. Spawn at first on the fielder's choice. Torin Montgomery in the batter's box, 1-for-1 today. Takes a breaking ball, misses inside, it's 1-0. Montgomery singled to lead off the third inning. Up to a 271 average this year. 1-0 pitch. Ground ball up the middle. Rivas dives but can't make the play. That one squirts into center field. Trying to move up to third is Spawn. He will be in there with a feet first line. There's men on the corners now with one away for the Hammerheads. Likely see that score to base hit, and it will be. Thought it might be a twin kill ball for Rivas. Rarely misses a ball up the middle. Looked like one we've seen him field and turn a pair on thousands of times. Not literally, but it's what it feels like with how dominant the Marauders' middle infield has been this year at turning double plays. Bramwell in the box. Men on the corners. First pitch breaking ball. Called the ball. Good spot. It's 1-0. Bramwell grounded out back to the mound in the third inning. Paracci looking for a double play ball. Pop up in the infield, something around that variety. 1-0. Breaking ball away. Gets the corner for a called strike. It's 1-1. Dropped into that lower 90-degree section of the strike zone. On the outer half of the dish. Ball and a strike with one away. Men on the corners. Fastball cut and a miss for strike two. Blew it by the bat of Bramwell. One and two the count with one away. Go-ahead run. Spawn stands at third. Montgomery on second. Or on first, rather. Roberts, the top of the order man, awaits on deck. 1-2, one away the pitch from Paracci. Ground ball towards short. 6-4-3 equals two. Double play to get out of the inning. Paracci's fired up. We are halfway through the game with the Marauders leading in double plays turn, but tied on the scoreboard 0-0. When we come back on MILB TV, Bally Live, and the Marauder Radio Network.
Marauders fans, join us on Saturday, September 2nd to celebrate you, the best fans in baseball. Fan Appreciation Night will feature 9 innings of prizes and giveaways. And you can't have a great night at the ballpark without some post-game fireworks presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets for this premium game today at BradentonMarauders.com.
Marauders fans, join us on Saturday, July 22nd as we celebrate Pride Night at Lecon Park. Your Marauders will take on Fort Myers at 6:30, and we invite all of you to take in a Marauders victory as we host Pride in the Plaza to celebrate the LGBTQ plus community. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Join the Bradenton Marauders on Friday, June 9th as we celebrate Faith and Family Night at Lecom Park. The Marauders take on the Dunedin Blue Jays at 6:30. Come be a part of an evening celebrating you and your loved ones at the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Back here on MILB TV, Bally Live, the Marauder Radio Network, bottom half of the fifth at Lecom Park. No score between Jupiter and Bradenton. Charlene Polanco, five-spot man and DH leading off this inning. Colin Lowe with two punch-outs, three base hits allowed. First pitch, Shelleen hits one high and deep to right. That one is way, way, way out of here. Let it ride. Touch them all. Plakata, home run number 6 of the season for the Marauders. Big fly leader, Shelleen Polanco, and it's 1-0 Bradenton. Got into a pitch left right out over the heart of the plate. A cutter coming in on the hands of the left-handed hitter. Timed it up perfectly. Marauders with a much-deserved lead. Javier Rivas up now. Fly out to center. Last time up, cuts and misses at a slider away for strike one. Got the barrel way out in front of the deuce. A one pitch, grounded up the middle, Spawn flashing behind the second base bag. Fields throws one away. Shortstop, Harrison Spawn has had a busy day defensively for Jupiter. That is the seventh out he's been involved in. One way or another. With only 13 recorded, so half the outs, Spawn has been the man to do it. Treadway in now. Grounded out to the shortstop in the third inning, 0-1. And down 0-1 in the count after watching a fastball over the heart of the plate for strike one. Bitch, breaking ball way low, cut on and missed by Treadway for strike two. Treadway taking some time, trying to collect himself, digs back in now. 0-2. Fastball misses above the eyes. Ball and two strikes now. One-two pitch from Lowe. Breaking ball, pop foul. Back behind home plate. That one rolling off the protective netting and back down onto the field. We'll do the 1-2 again. Pitch. Fastball driven into center field. It's actually going to blow back into the infield. And under it is Sanoha to make the catch for out number two. Omar Alfonso up, grounded out to the shortstop in the third inning, 0 for 1. Marauders up 1-0 after Polanco's home run led off this inning. Alfonso takes a strike on the outer half, it's 0-1. Next pitch. Misses, not by much, it's 1-1. Catcher did a double take. Firing that ball back to the mound, thought he'd be ahead 0-2 instead. Count even at a pitch apiece. Lowe's next offering to Alfonso. Taken low, comfortable take. Well below the strike zone, it's 2-1 now. Two on with two outs, the pitch. Breaking ball looped into the top half of the strike zone, taken for called strike two. Count even, two balls, two strikes, 2-0, deuces wild to Omar Alfonso here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Low set. Pitch from the right-hander. Misses low and in. Fastball nearly nailed that corner. Pitcher's going to challenge it, actually. And the call of a ball is confirmed. Count is full. Rarely see pitchers challenge. Marauders pitchers never challenge, except for Blake Cederlund a couple days ago. Next pitch, Alfonso skips one towards second. Belt high hop, fielded by Sanoha. Comfortable play at first. Throws in time to end the inning. Marauders get just one ball out of the infield, but it was out of the ballpark. Shaolin Polanco, a solo homer, puts Bradenton up 1-0 as we go to the sixth on MILB-TV. Bally Live and the Marauder Radio Network.
Chattahoochee, it gets hotter than a hoochie-coochie. We laid rubber on the Georgia asphalt. We got a little crazy, but we never got caught. Down by the river on a Friday night, pyramid of cans in the pale moonlight. Talking about cars and dreaming about women. Never had a plan, just living for the minute. Yeah, way down yonder on the Chattahoochee. Never knew how much that muddy water meant to me. But I learned how to swim and I learned who I was. A lot about living and a little about love. Well, we fogged up the windows in my old Chevy. I was willing, but she wasn't ready. So I settled for a burger and a grape snow cone. I dropped her off early, but I didn't go home. Down by the river on a Friday night, a pyramid of cans in the pale moonlight. Talking about cars and dreaming about women. Never had a plan, just a living for the minute. Yeah, went down yonder on the Chattahoochee. Never knew how much that muddy water meant to me. But I learned how to swim and I learned who I was. A lot about living and a little about love.
Yeah. Back here on MILB-TV, Bally Live and the Marauder Radio Network, top six at Lecom Park. Bradenton 1, Jupiter nothing. The score, Paracci out there for another frame. First pitch to Brett Roberts, top of the order man. Breaking ball in the outer half, called a strike and it's 0-1. Roberts flied out to right, he's flied out to left, 0-2 today. One strike pitch from Paracci. Fastball driven into center field. Moving back on it is Swaggerty. Makes the catch on the run over the shoulder for out number one. So F9, F7, and F8 for Roberts. Flied out to every part of the yard. One down in the top of the sixth. Chase Luttrell up. Popped out and foul ground his last time up to Brannigan at third. Struck out looking on three straight in the first inning. 0-2. Jupiter with action in their bullpen. Ike Buxton getting loose as Paracci misses away with a fastball to Luttrell. It's 1-0. Paracci's 1-0 pitch. Breaking ball. Looped into the zone. Taken for a strike. It's 1-1. Good outing for Paracci thus far. 5 1/3. 1-1. Line drive. Base hit into left field. Over the head of Brannigan. Torero scoops it and fires it into Rivas. A one-out single for Luttrell. Hammerheads have had a couple of scoring opportunities, met on the corners with one away last inning. But Paracci forced Bramwell, the nine-spot hitter, into a twin kill to end that inning. Has looked comfortable. Has moved quickly through the order. Sanoja in the box, 0 for 2. First pitch. Ball in the dirt. Scooped well by Alfonso. Runner stays put at first. It's 1-0. Marauders have turned more double plays than any other team in the Florida State League this year. Second in all of single-A baseball. 1-0 pitch from Paracci. Nails the inner half. Called the ball, though. Pitch looked in a beautiful location. 2-0 the count. Paracci eyes down the runner. 2-0 pitch. Nails the outer half of the breaking ball this time. It's called a strike, and it's 2-1. Cut and a miss. Breaking ball drops off the table. Strike two. Sanoja way out in front and over the top of that deuce. 2-2 the count with one away. Marauders up by a run in the top of the sixth, man at first. Pitch. Runner goes. Ground ball hit towards short. No double play chance. Rivas fields it on the backhand hop. Throw to first in time. Sanoja retired. There's two down. Luttrell picked a great pitch to take off on. That was a tailor-made double play ball. It brings Jorge Caballero to the batter's box. Base hit and a ground out for him. 1-2 today. Batting 368 in the series. 7-19 at the plate. Paracci checks second, first pitch. Misses low and in, ball one. Tried to fire one back foot. Couldn't nestle it in the corner. 1-0 pitch. Line drive, base hit up the middle into center field. Swaggerty charging onto it. Caballero coming around the plate. He will score. And we're tied at one. RBI single with two away for Caballero. Just like that, proves how big Luttrell taking off for second was to avoid the double play. 2-3 with an RBI now is Jorge Caballero. He is hot as a pistol right now. Marauders and seemingly any other opponent he faces cannot put the man away. Rodriguez up 0-2. Takes breaking ball for strike one. Paracci with that curveball to left-hander hitters that just bends at the shoulder, drops into the outer half of the strike zone so perfectly. 0-1, runner goes. Fastball low, throw down from Alfonso. They got him. Caught stealing is Caballero to end the inning. But an RBI single. Here in the sixth, ties the game at one. We go to the home half on MILB-TV, Bally Live, and the Marauder Radio Network.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Marauders fans, join us on Friday, July 14th for Nine Devils Tribute Night at Lecom Park. The Marauders will wear Nine Devils-themed jerseys to honor the Negro League pioneers of baseball in Bradenton that were a part of the game's great history that paved the way for Black and African American players in the game of baseball. Get your tickets to Nine Devils Night at BradentonMarauders.com.
Marauders fans, join us on Friday, May 27th at Lecom Park as we salute our country's amazing servicemen and women on Military Appreciation Night. Your Marauders will take the diamond against the Clearwater Threshers at 6:30 wearing patriotic-themed jerseys. The night will be capped off with a fireworks display presented by Budweiser. Active service members and veterans will receive a free ticket with discounted tickets offered for family members. Head to BraintonMarauders.com to get your tickets today.
Back here for the bottom of the sixth at Lecom Park. 1-1 the score between Jupiter and your Marauders. 9-1-2 in the inning. Castillo, Torero, and Swaggerty do up. They'll face the new arm, Ike Buxton. Right-hander with a 1.5 ERA. Six innings pitched, 12 strikeouts, six walks. First pitch in the dirt, it's ball one. Opponents batting just 100 against Buxton this year. He's faced 26 batters. He's allowed only 8 men on base. 1-0 offering. Fastball misses, letter high, and it's 2-0. Castillo, the Florida State League leader in walks, has 41 this season. Takes up and away. Fastball finds a home in the strike zone, and it's 2-1. Colin Lowe's day finishes 5 pitch, 4 hits, an earned run, 2 strikeouts, no walks. Jesus tries to lay a bunt down at the next pitch, but fouls it straight back for strike 2 and the count even. Marauders with action in their bullpen now. Owen Schartz getting loose. Next pitch, shot foul. First base side rolling towards the corner off the bat of Castillo. Will do the 2-2 again. One game in the bottom of the sixth. Castillo steps back in. 2-2 pitch from Buxton. For a second time. Ground ball hit hard towards second. Fielded routinely by Sinoha. Comfortable throw to first. Castillo's retired. There's one away. Back to the top of the order now. And Emmanuel Torero. Torero 2-for-2. Line drive single in the first and a line drive single in the fourth inning. Let off both those frames for Bradenton. One away, first pitch to Torero. Takes. Breaking ball low, it's 1-0. One oh offering from Buxton. Torero takes low again, it's 2-0. This time an overthrown fastball picked out of the dirt by the catcher Bramwell. Torero leads the team with his .292 batting average. 2-0 pitch. Smoked foul, third base side. Gustavo Mania jumps out of the way of that one. Can see him and Rodder's grounds crew head, Joe Knight, laughing that one off. 2-1 the count to Torero. Game pauses. We're trying to get that foul ball deposited back into the Hammerhead dugout off the field of play. Now Buxton fires the 2-1. Torero fouls it off. Catches it off the end of the back. Rolls towards the Marauder on deck circle. 2-2 the count. Jupiter has burned one incorrect challenge. Marauders have yet to attempt one. 2-2 pitch. Misses low, a breaking ball. Drops off the table. Good take by Torero. The count full now. Dangerous guy with a lot of speed to put on base here if you're the Hammerheads. 3-2 pitch. Misses away, ball four. Torero takes a fastball that just pushes away from the outer half of the plate. Full count walk puts a man on. Torero second on the team in walks this season. Going to be hard to catch Jesus Castillo, but Emmanuel draws his 27th free pass of the year. And guy with 10 stolen bases stands at first for Travis Swaggerty in the box. Triple-A rehabber 0-for-2 in the game. Struck out in the first, rolled into a fielder's choice in the fourth inning. Takes a fastball. Outer half of the plate, thigh high for strike one. Wind still breezing out to right field. Plenty of sunshine on a Southwest Florida afternoon. 0-1 pitch. Swaggerty takes a massive cut and a miss at a pitch well below the zone for strike two. 0-2 the count with one away to Swaggerty. for this rehab stint. Last time he played here was with the Pirates in spring training games. 0-2 from Buxton. Swaggerty swings and misses, tied up on the inner half. Strike three, two away. Brings up Jack Brannigan. A strikeout and a pop out to the second baseman today. Tripled and walked twice yesterday. Also stole a base. Just trying to find some consistent, solid contact at the plate. He'll come around eventually and come around in a big way. First pitch. Fastball misses low, 1-0. Terrero getting an even bigger secondary lead with every pitch at first. Might try to move himself into scoring position with two down in the inning. 1-0 pitch to Brannigan from Buxton. Terrero feints a steal, snap throw to first, and Manuel dives back in safely. Strike on the pitch, it's 1-1. That was called a ball, wow. Okay, 2-0. Looked to be in a good spot, but we will take it. Brannigan well ahead in the count now. 2-0 pitch, misses low as well, 3-0 now. Three balls, no strikes, two outs in the inning. Tied at one in the bottom of the sixth. Terrero at first, 3-0 pitch to Brannigan. Takes fastball over the heart of the plate, left the bat on the shoulders, auto take mode. Strike one, 3-1 the count. Still a hitter-friendly advantage count here for Jack Brannigan. 3-1 pitch. Misses low, ball four. Five pitch, 90-foot free pass, a pair of walks in the inning. Have a pair of men on base for Tamar Johnson. Singled through the right side of the infield in the second inning. Grounded out to short in the fourth. 1-for-2 and swinging a hot bat lately. Average up to 278 for the Pirates' number one overall prospect. And Marauders fans, good news on the East Coast. St. Lucie leading Clearwater 1-0 in the fifth inning there. Two on, two out, first pitch. Tamar fouls it off his foot in the batter's box for strike one. Terrero is going to come around to score on anything into the outfield. He has blazing speed. Brannigan, same story. A lot of power in his strides. 0-1 with two down in the inning. Buxton checks second, fires home. Tamar takes elevated fastball. Called a strike, looked to be a bit upstairs. 0-2 the count, though. 0-2, two away. Bottom six, 1-1 score. Buxton walked a pair in the inning trying to get himself out of a self-created spot. The pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three. High fastball beats Tamar to end the inning. Marauders leave a pair of men on. Here in the bottom of the sixth, we got three innings to go. Tied up at one at Leacom Park when we come back on MILB-TV, Bally Live, and the Marauder Radio Network.
Off the land, dirty hands and a clean
back here for the top of the seventh inning at Leacom Park, and the Marauders tied up at one with Jupiter. Owen Schartz on the mound. He's relieved Dominic Paracci. First pick from Schartz misses outside. It's 1-0. Rodriguez at the plate. A line out and a strikeout for him was at the dish when Caballero was caught stealing to end the last half inning. Schartz from the University of Nevada, Reno. Next pitch, a breaking ball. Well located, low and away corner for a called strike. It's 1-1. Schartz with 2 1/3 pitch this season. Two strikeouts, three walks, no earned runs. 1-1 pitch. Breaking ball gets a big cut and a miss for strike two. Well below the zone, but fooled Rodriguez. Paracci's fantastic day on the mound ends. One earned run. Six innings pitched, five hits, punching out three. Schartz trying to take us the rest of the way. 1-2. Breaking ball misses away, not by much. Tried to backdoor him. A ball in the count, 2-2 now. Schartz looks in for the signs from Alfonso. Righty called up from the Complex League a little over a week ago. His 2-2 offering here in the top of the seventh. Driven foul left field side out of play. We'll do the 2-2 again. One thing we've learned in this series, these hammerheads hitters, tough to put away via the punch out. Always slashing and battling in a two-strike count. Another 2-2 pitch from Schartz on the way. Swing and a tip into the glove of the catcher, Alfonso. He snares it, strike three, one away. What a grab by Omar Alfonso. Edged and caught for out number one. Brings up Sam Prater now. Flied out to right in the second inning. Walked in four pitches in the fifth. One away, Prater awaits. Breaking ball misses low, 1-0. Schartz set, 1-0, one away. Pitch home. Fastball misses inside, 2-0 now. Two balls, no strikes, one away. Schartz trying to battle back in the count. Fastball in the dirt, 3-0. Three balls, no strikes. Pitch. Fastball at the knees, called a strike, and it's 3-1. Still a hitter-friendly 3-1 count. Pitch from the righty. Breaking ball away, call the ball. Ball four, five-pitch walk. Puts the go-ahead run on in the top of the seventh for Jupiter. Brings up Harrison Spahn, 0-2. Fly out and rolled into a fielder's choice. Right-handed hitter steps in. Schartz would love to get a twin kill ball with that big curve of his. First pitch. There's the big curve. There's strike one taken. Schartz, a Simi Valley, California native, a real bro. A one with one away. Man at first, the pitch. Fastball misses below the knees. It's 1-1. One away. Schartz fires home. Ball bounced in the dirt way outside. That gets away from Alfonso. Up to second on the wild delivery goes Prater. Now the go-ahead run in scoring position. Two and one the count with one away. Neutral count to Spawn, 0-2 today. Base hit could give Jupiter the lead here. Short set, check. Pitch. Fastball pop foul back behind home plate. Out of play over the press box down towards the concourse for strike two. Two-two pitch from Schartz. Check swing at a breaking ball. Appeal, no. Full count. More of a quarter swing from Spawn. Full count, one out. Go ahead, run on second in the top of the seventh inning. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. The Uncle Charlie from Schartz, and there's two away. Loops the breaking ball past the swing of Spawn. Montgomery in the plate, 2-2. At the dish today. Single in the third, single in the fifth. One oh. Fastball inner half. Schartz nails the heater for strike one called. 1-1 count. Prater, the runner at second. Walked in advance there on a wild pitch. Next pitch, ground ball, past the glove of Brannigan at third. Runner's going to be sent home. Terrero's coming up, throwing his throw to the plate is in time! 7-2, and we are tied at one. And Manuel Terrero shows off the hose yet again this season and cuts down Prater at the dish. We will stretch at Lecom Park, one apiece the score. When we come back on MILB-TV, Bally Live and the Marauder Radio Network.
Take me out to the ball game. Take me out with the crowd. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jacks.
Back here for the home half of the seventh inning at Lecom Park. 1-1 the score between the Marauders and Hammerheads. Terrero cutting down the runner at the plate to keep this game tied last half inning. Shalene Polanco leading off now, takes a fastball low and in for ball one. Shalene 1-for-2, a solo homer in the fifth, gives Bradenton this tie game. Watches one miss away. Ooh, called a strike. Shalene, the confused look at the home plate umpire. I'm with him there, and the count's 1-1. Next pitch, slash foul, third base side, foul and out of play. 1-2 the count to Polanco. 6 hits for Jupiter, 4 for Bradenton. Solo shot of Shalene the difference. 1-2 breaking ball, backs up out of the hand of Buxton, misses well outside. 2 balls and 2 strikes the count now. deuces even pitch. Charlene takes fastball way inside, has to back out of the way of the heater. And the count full. Left-handed hitter steps in. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Pitch. Taken high. Ball 4. Polanco draws a full count walk to put the go-ahead run on in the home 7th for Bradenton. Brings up Javi Rivas now. Rivas, a big, powerful swing. Can get into one if he gets the barrel around to it. First pitch. Misses low, 1-0. Rivas grounded out to short and flied out to center in his previous at-bats today. Plonk with great speed at first. Stole 2 bases in yesterday's game. 1-0. Bouncing ball, chopped high towards third. It's going to kick foul. Strike in the count, 1-1. Ball and a strike to Rivas. Polanco at first after the walk. 1-1 score. Marauders trying to claim a win in their 3rd consecutive home series. Even pitch. Rivas lines it down the right field side. It's going to hook out of play. In foul ground over the grandstand onto the concourse. Ball and 2 strikes the count now. Righty set, 1-2, nobody out and a man at first. Pitch, swing and miss. Rivas chases in the dirt, 1 away. One away with Tanner Treadaway stepping in now. Treadaway, a ground out and a pop out today, 0-2. Singled on Friday night. Ripped a liner into the left field corner. Watches a fastball miss away from Buxton. It's 1-0. One 0 pitch. Treadaway takes low again. 2-0. That one missing by good foot below the zone. 2-0 hitter advantage count for Treadaway. And the pitcher, Buxton, steps off, re-engages quickly. Polanco reclaims his lead at first. 2-0 pitch. Treadaway cuts it foul back behind home plate for strike one. Two balls, 1 strike, 1 out. Charlene Polanco leads off first. Pitch, runner goes. Fastball misses high. Called a strike, actually. That ball gets away into center field. Polanco with a stolen base. Fielder was holding his glove on Charlene's leg, pinning it down. There could be a case for a little bit of interference there. But a stolen base. Polanco swipes his 4th bag of the season. Or check that, 4th bag of the series. 6th bag of the season. Go ahead, run in scoring position. 2-2 the count to Treadaway. The pitch from Buxton on its way. Breaking ball misses way up and inside. A ball in the count full. 3-2 to Treadaway. Base hit would give Bradenton the lead. See Charlene Polanco flying around third on anything into the grass. Pitch. Bounced in front of home plate. That's going to be a tough play. Catcher out to field it. Throw to first. They get Treadaway by a step and a half. Up to third on the swinging bunt is Polanco. 2-3 put out. Omar Alfonso to the plate now for Bradenton. Ground out to short, ground out to second today. Has a chance to collect his 4th RBI of the season with the base hit, and it would give this Marauders team the lead. Alfonso in the left side. Buxton set, first pitch. Misses away. Heater well off the plate for ball one. Wild pitch, base hit. An error, anything to give the Marauders the lead here. Give them some breathing room with two innings to go after we get through this half. 1-0. Alfonso weakly chops it third base side. Broken back grounder. Foul in the count 1-1. We'll have to grab a fresh stick from the dugout. Alfonso steps in. Ball and a strike with two down. Charlie Polanco at third in a tie game here. Pitch. Taken fastball right down the middle for strike two. Ball and two strikes with two away. Go ahead run. Charlie Polanco stands at third. 1-1 in the home seventh. Pitch home. Misses up and in a fastball. Stays upstairs in the count. 2-2 now. The 2-2. Ground ball right back into the glove of the pitcher, Buxton. He snares a hot shot at 100 off the bat to end the inning. Marauders leave Polanco at third, and we're still tied at one with two innings to go when we come back on MILB TV, Bally Live, and the Marauders Radio Network.
Join the Marauders at Leecon Park on Friday, June 16th, as we honor our brave police officers, firefighters, and EMS personnel on First Responders Night at the ballpark. Marauders players wear alternate patriotic-themed jerseys as they take on Fort Myers at 6:30. First responders will gain free entry to the ballpark, and family members are entitled to a discounted ticket. Book your seats today at BradentonMarauders.com.
Hi guys, it's Mark with South Bay Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with erectile dysfunction and sick of the pills? Well, we have a major medical advancement that has helped thousands of men. Our wave technology is backed by 60 clinical studies, including from Cambridge University. It's been shown to increase blood flow by repairing blood vessels. No pills and no side effects. If you're ready to put a stop to your ED, call us now. And not only will the assessment and blood flow ultrasound be free, but will also include something unique that produces powerful results in the bedroom. You're going to love that one, guys. Trust me. This unprecedented offer is worth $600, but it's free to those who call in the next 2 minutes. Call 813-565-1000. That's 813-565-1000. Guys, put a stop to your erectile dysfunction and get your life back. Call South Bay Medical Clinic now to qualify. 813-565-1000.
What's better than a man's best friend and the best hard seltzer in the world? Both at a baseball game. Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw, is back at Leecon Park this season. Fans 21 and up can enjoy special deals on White Claws with their four-legged friend alongside them on April 21st, May 26th, June 16th, July 21st, and August 18th.
Back here on MILB TV, Bally Live, and the Marauder Radio Network. Top 8, 1-1 the score here at Leecon Park. Julian Bosnick out of the bullpen for Bradenton. First pitch to Spencer Bramwell. It's a cut and a miss at a high fastball for strike one. Boz this season has been very reliable for the Marauders. 11th outing, has a 1.59 ERA. So one pitch catches the inner half of the plate for a called strike, and it's 0-2 quickly now to Bramwell. Three saves and three opportunities for Boz. Opponents batting .083 against him. 0-2. Breaking ball rolled over, third base side. It's going to shoot foul, and we'll do the 0-2 again. No balls, two strikes, nobody out in the inning. Bosnick fires home to Bramwell again. Breaking ball driven into right center field. That one heading towards the gap. After it is Treadaway and Swaggerty. They won't get there. One hops off the wall. Swaggerty fields it off the skip. Throws it into Rivas, but it's a leadoff double for Bramwell. That's just his second hit of the season, and it could be a big one. Leadoff two-bagger. top of the order, and Brett Roberts up now. Has flied out to every outfielder in the game. He's 0 for 3. Umpire jotting something down. Not sure what the change made was. Still everybody posted in the same outfield positions for Bradenton. Pitch, breaking ball. Call the strike. Bosnick gets ahead. It's 0-1. Bramwell at second. I use pinch ran for. Pardon, that was the change that I missed. Pinch runner is, looks to be number 5, Rennie Hidalgo, or number 4, Jordan McCants. Can't quite spot it from here. 0-1, bunt showed, laid down, back to the mound. Bosnick fields, no play at third. Throws to Termar at first, the runner's safe. Marauders get mixed up on a bunt in the infield. Termar late to cover. Bosnick's throw a little light and a little high. And now men at the corners with nobody out. And the go-ahead run 90 feet away. Chase Luttrell, 1 for 3 today. Single, a pop out, and a strikeout. Bosnick with a pickoff throw to first. Diving back safely with plenty of time was Roberts. First pitch to Luttrell, lefty-lefty matchup. Takes, breaking ball in the outer half for a called strike, gets 0-1. Bosnick in a bit of a pickle here. His 0-1 pitch to Luttrell. Fastball nails the outer half of the plate. Taken for a strike, it's 0-2. Good, powerful offering from Bosnick. O-2, men at the corners, pitch. Ground ball, base hit, left field. Hammerheads take the 2-1 lead. Cheap contact rewarded for Luttrell. He gets an RBI. Moves to 2 for 4 in the game. Up to second is Roberts. 3 straight hits to start the inning. Off of Bosnick. Brings up Sinoha. 2 ground outs and a strikeout today. 0 for 3. Boz trying to pitch out of trouble here. 2 on, nobody out. Corners in. First pitch to Sinoha. We'll have to wait. Bosnick turns the back leg to second, faces the base, but does not fire a pickoff throw. Two to one Jupiter here in the top of the 8th inning. Pitch. Bunt showed. Sinoha misses the attempt at strike 1. Bosnick opts for the breaking ball. Sinoha couldn't pick it up on the laydown. Oh and one with nobody out. Pitch. Ground ball hit sharply towards short to second for 1. Relay to first, double play and a big one. Up to third is Roberts. Luttrell retired at second. 6-4-3 Sinoha. Will likely finish the day 0 for 4. Jorge Caballero up now. Pair of hits, 2 for 3 day, and a RBI. First pitch, fastball at the knees for strike 1. Bosnick gets ahead. Getting risky with the secondary lead at third is the runner Roberts. Omar Alfonso keeping an eye on him. 0-1 pitch. Misses in. Runner coming home. Play at the plate. They got him. Oh, no way. Oh, that was... I'll stop myself. That was... Bosnick beat him there. Got the tag down. Runner called safe, and it's 3-1. Gonna watch that one back later. Won't say anything until then, but I'm not sure which way that one should have gone and did go there. 1-1 pitch. Cut and a foul off the catcher, Alfonso. He goes down in a heap on the ground. But quickly up, that one looked like it Charlie horsed him a bit. Marauders fans making their displeasure known with home plate umpire Alex Laurie. Next pitch, strike three, three away. Two runs on three hits, no errors and nobody left. We go to the bottom of the eighth, Jupiter up by two runs when we come back on MILB TV, Bally Live, and the Marauder Radio Network.
What I tell everyone, I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly. It's a big old land with countless dreams. Happiness ain't out of reach. Hard work pays off the way it should. Yeah, I've seen enough to know that we've got it good. Where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly. There's a lady that stands in a harbor for what we
back here for the bottom of the eighth. Marauders now trailing 3-1. Jesus Castillo in the nine spot trying to lead things off and spark a rally here. Six outs to work with for the Young Bucks. They need to score two to try and keep this game alive over the next pair of innings. Buxton still on the mound. First pitch to Castillo. Takes fastball outer half, strike one. Oh, 1 pitch. Breaking ball away. Call to strike. It's 0-2. Marauders have not used a single challenge yet in the game. 0-2 pitch to Castillo. Check swing. Breaking ball low. Not even close. Alex Laurie got really excited there to appeal down to first. 1-2 the count. Pitch now. Breaking ball misses away. 2-2 the count. Commend the effort of Bramwell on the frame attempt there, but his body was about 2 feet off the plate when he tried to frame it up in the zone. 2-2 pitch. Fouled off, straight back. Castillo stays alive. Coming home again from Buxton. Swing and a miss, strike three. Castillo punched out. He's 0 for 3 today. There's one down in the bottom half of the eighth inning. And a mound visit now, and a call to the bullpen. For the Hammerheads, they bring in left-hander Evan Taylor, it looks like, from here. And we'll have an update on that for you when he makes his way to the mound. We'll step aside with the warm-up tosses coming rejoin you. 3-1, one away in the bottom of the eighth here at Leacom Park. Back after the pitching change, Torero at the plate. Shows bunt, fouls it off for strike one. Torero, 2-for-2 today. Pair of base hits and a walk for him. Rodgers got 5 outs to work with, need a pair of runs here. The lefty, Evan Taylor's next pitch. Called the strike, looked a bit outside. Torero opts not to challenge, and it's 0-2 now. Taylor with a 2.08 ERA, 17 and a third pitch this year. Stout lefty out of the bullpen. His 0-2 to Emmanuel. Caught and a miss, strike three, two away. Back-to-back punch outs in the eighth, set down the Marauders. Brings up Travis Swaggerty. 2 strikeouts and a fielder's choice. He's 0-for-3 today. Swaggerty trying to get in the hit column here and possibly spark a 2-out rally pitch. Middle fastball for strike one. Taylor not wasting any time. Has 25 strikeouts, 6 walks this season, likes to attack. His 0-1. Slider misses away. Nasty bite to it at the end, tailed away. Swaggerty shows off that big league eye, lays off of it. 1-1 the count. Even offering with 2 away on its way home. Swaggerty pops it up third base side. It's going to carry foul and out of play. Ball and 2 strikes the count now. The 1-2. Called, strike three. Swaggerty goes down looking, throws his bat to the side. Dumps the helmet. Opts not to challenge. And the Marauders strike out 3 times in the eighth. We go to the ninth. Jupiter up by 2 when we come back on MILB-TV, Bally Live, and the Marauder Radio Network.
I wanna bop you, baby, all
Back here for the top of the last inning at Lecom Park. Ben Picorni with you with the Hammerheads leading your Marauders 3-1 with an inning to go. Miguel Fulgencio on the mound now for Bradenton. Lefty with a 1.59 ERA, 5 2/3 pitch, 4 punch-outs, 1 walk. And automatic ball called against Miguel before he even fires an offering here. So we'll start 1-0. Facing Christian Rodriguez. First pitch misses way low and away for ball 2. Rodriguez has struck out looking and swinging and also lined out 0-3 today. Pitch. Fastball low and away corner. Doesn't get the call and it's 3-0 now. Pitch from Fulgencio. Fastball in the inner half, called a strike, and it's 3-1. Still a hitter advantage count, lefty-lefty matchup. 3-1 pitch. Line drive, base hit into left center field. That one's heading for the gap. Trying to get on two is for Rodriguez. He'll be in there with a feet first slide, leadoff double. 10th of the game for Jupiter. They've had 4 of those come in the last 2 innings. Bats coming alive late for the visitors. Trying to add some insurance and split this series here at Lecom. Sam Prater up, pair of walks and a flyout for him today. Infield creeps up at the corners. First pitch to Prater. Takes a fastball, misses up and away, 1-0. Fulgencio born in the Dominican Republic. Grew up in the Tulsa, Oklahoma area. 1-0 pitch. Misses upstairs, 2-0. Fastball well above the K-zone, and now Miguel going to have a chat with catcher Omar Alfonso, try to work some stuff out here. And they're back to their posts now. Two and oh the count. Fulgencio checks second and fires. Fastball. Good spot. Low and away. Called a strike. It's 2-1. Neutral count. 2-1. The pitch. Fastball at the belt. Called strike number 2 in the count even. Prater doesn't like the call. But opts not to go for a challenge. The 2-2 from Fulgencio. Shot foul, rocketing line drive, smashes into the protective netting down the right field side. We'll do the 2-2 again. Lefty set. The 2-2. Once more to Sam Prater. Swing and a tip in and out of the glove of the catcher Alfonso. He couldn't squeeze it. Another 2-strike spoil. 7th pitch of the at-bat upcoming. Wind has shifted, blowing left to right. Pull to pull. Rodriguez at 2nd. Hammerheads up by 2 here in the top of the 9th. They're trying to add on more. The pitch. Fly ball, right field. It's going to hook out of play. Foul. 3 2-strike offerings fought off by Prater. And he'll see an 8th delivery in this at-bat now. Pitch misses inside, a ball in the count, full. 9th pitch coming. Full count, nobody out. Runner at second for the Hammerheads. They picked up two in the eighth to take this 3-1 lead. Left-hander sets, 3-2 pitch to Prater. On its way. Fouled off. We'll do it again. 4-2 strike pitch battled away. Tenth pitch in this at-bat upcoming. Fresh ball for Miguel Fulgencio on the mound. Looking for the first out here in the top of the ninth inning. The 3-2 again from Miguel. Fouled off again. At bat will go to 11 pitches now. Fake of a pickoff move. Now the pitch. Ball four. 11 pitch walk earned by Sam Prater, and there's two on with nobody out now. And that'll bring a mound visit out here for Fulgencio. We'll have a moment. Look at the upcoming schedule after wrapping this one up, whichever way it goes. We will be off tomorrow for taking our talents to Tampa. Next week, commuter trip, the last of the season. 6:30 first pitch starts on Tuesday through Saturday for wrapping it up with a noon battle with the Tarpons on Sunday. First half winding down here in 2023. Marauders enter this game 7.5 off of the division-leading Clearwater Threshers. They're in quite the battle right now in St. Lucie trying to escape that series. On top of things. But after today, it will be exactly 19 games to go in the first half. I'm terrible at math, so I'm going to double check that. Spawned in the box, 0 for 3, two men on for him. Takes, bunt showed. Pulled it back in time. It's ball one. Yeah, never trust me again on math. It's 21 games to go in the first half. 1-0. Chopped foul. A strike, and it's 1-1. So that will mean all three of these series with Tampa. The series with Tampa, then two home series with both Dunedin and Fort Myers back-to-back. First half will wrap up a 11 a.m. game on Thursday, the 22nd in Lakeland will be the last game of the first half as Spawn shoots one foul, third base side for strike two. And after that, it's a brand new season. Play 66 more games, there'll be another division champion and a different team will crown themselves kings of the Florida State League West. It's the best part of this schedule. No one's ever out of the fight. The 1-2 swing and a miss, strike three. Fulgencio drops the slider past the barrel of Spawn for the first out and a big one. Two on now for Torin Montgomery. He's 3-for-3 today. Three singles for the eight-spot hitter. Has shot his average up just below 300. Entered the game at 259. Double play would get Miguel out of the inning. Marauders have turned two twin kills today. First pitch to Montgomery. This is way inside, ball one. Right-handed hitter had to back out of the way of a slider that ran in on him. The 1-0. With two men on from Fulgencio. Check swing, appeal. Yes, he did. Ooh, come on. Field umpire says no in this Marauders crowd. That was already not the biggest fans of these pair of umpires, making their voices heard even more. Javier Rivas, the shortstop, talks with Miguel Fulgencio on the mound now. Two and zero, the count with one away. Prater, the runner at first. Rodriguez on second. Hitter advantage count. Miguel sets. Check second. Pausing. Five on the pitch clock. Now fires. This is way up and outside. A fastball nearly got away from him to the backstop. Good snare by Alfonso. The count 3-0. Fulgencio at risk of walking the bases loaded here. Three and zero with one away, two men on the pitch. Misses, ball four, bases loaded. Bases loaded with one out here in the ninth. Andrew Fernandez up, the nine-spot hitter. Pinch hitting for Spencer Bramwell. First pitch. High fly ball. Shallow left field. Rivas under it in the grass. Infield fly called. There's two outs. That's the dream there for Fulgencio. That or a double play ball is what you're looking for with the bases loaded and less than two outs, and he gets it there. First pitch. Brings up the top of the order man, Brett Roberts, 1-for-4 today. Has a chance to really put the Marauders in a big hole with a base hit. Two outs, pitch. This is way inside. Roberts had a better chance of getting hit by that one than he had of getting out of the way of it, but he did so. The 1-0 with the bases juiced. High drive, deep left. That one way back. Torero to the warning track. It's off the top of the wall. That'll empty the bases. Runner coming home. And he will score standing up. That really puts this one out of reach for the Marauders. It's 6-1 Hammerheads. Roberts with three RBI. He'll finish the day 2-for-5 at the plate. Gets a double for his troubles. Marauders have scored six runs in an inning once. That was their highest total. Happened game five of the season in Lakeland. First pitch to Luttrell now. Misses up and away for ball one. Luttrell 2-for-4. Pair of singles and an RBI to his name. One zero. Hard hit grounder towards first. Castillo knocks it down, racing to cover as Miguel. That ball gets away. Runner's going to try and come home and score. It's a race to the plate. He's safe. And it's 7-1 Jupiter now. Marauders get mixed up there. That's the fourth of the inning to come across and score for the Hammerheads. An air. Plates a run. Bradenton down six now. Sanoja at the plate, 0-for-4 today. Takes fastball inner half for strike one. The 1-1. Driven down the right field side, out of play. Strike. Fulgencio. Heading 0-2. Swinging a miss away from getting out of this four-run scoring top of the ninth. 0-2. Ground ball up the middle. Termar Fields steps on second, inning over. Four runs in the inning off a pair of hits for Jupiter. They lead the Marauders 7-1 going to the bottom of the ninth when we come back.
Lazy yellow moon coming up tonight, shining through the trees. Crickets are singing and lightning bugs are floating on the breeze. Baby, get ready. Across the field where the creek turns back by the old stumble road. I'm gonna take you to a special place that nobody knows. Baby, get ready. Ooh, ooh. You and me go fishing in the dark, lying on our backs and counting the stars where the cool grass grows. Down by the river in the full moonlight, we'll be falling in love in the middle of the night. Almost over and the summer's come and the days are getting long. I waited all winter for the time to be right just to take you along. Baby, get ready. And it don't matter if we sit for.
Back here on MILB TV, Bally Live, the Marauder Radio Network at Leacon Park. Bottom nine, Jupiter 7, Bradenton 1 the score. Six runs combined in the eighth and ninth. Gives the Hammerheads this hearty advantage as they try to close out the series and split this six-game stretch here. Brannigan leading it off, 0-2. First pitch, back foot slider misses to him. It's 1-0. Brannigan has struck out, popped out, and walked today. 1-0 offering. Takes fastball in the outer half, called a strike. It's 1-1. Even offering to Brannigan. Takes pitch inside, called a strike. Brannigan wants to challenge. First time today the Marauders have challenged. Call is confirmed. Strike number two. 1-2 the count. Pitch on the way from Taylor. Check swing, appeal. No, sends the field umpire. It's 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, nobody out. Brannigan leading off the bottom of the ninth. The pitch. Fouls it off his foot in the batter's box to stay alive and earn another look. Two-two still the count to Brannigan. Trying to battle to give the Marauders a shot of life in the comeback effort they'll need here in the home half of the last. Taylor, long pause, 7 on the clock, comes set. Time called by Brannigan. Two-two still the count. Sixth pitch of the at-bat. On its way from the lefty. Breaking ball misses away. Full count. 3-2. Fouled off. Brannigan shoots it onto the concourse, right field side, to stay alive for another. Pitch number 8 of this battle upcoming. Jack Brannigan digging in here, trying to give his ball club a good start to the 9th inning. Possibly mount a comeback effort. 3-2. Misses up and in, ball 4. Brannigan draws his second walk of the day, and the Marauders comeback bid. Gets off to a good start, a base runner. Need one of those to get it going. Termar Johnson follows up Brannigan here. Termar 1-for-3 today, a strikeout, a ground out, and a single. First pitch to Termar. Hits one high in the air, left field. Ball's going to travel into the infield, rather. I lost that one in the sun. But Spawn didn't, and he makes the catch for out number 1. Lacombe Park, the one tough caveat with the booth being so close to the field that sometimes fly balls that are more than 100 feet straight up in the air, I can't see in terms of how high they go, and I lose track of it pretty easily. That one disappeared on me for a couple of seconds. 0-1 the count to Polanco. Took a fastball for a strike. Next pitch. Outer half. Same spot. Call the ball this time, and it's 1-1. Catcher's going to challenge, and that one is overturned. I had a feeling it would be. It's strike 2. 0-2 the count. Polanco has walked, solo homered, and rolled into a double play today. He calls time and steps out. O-2 with one away to Polanco. Brannigan goes. Pitch misses outside. Throw down to second. Not in time. A stolen base for Brannigan. Ball in the pitch. It's 1-2. Brannigan swiping his 5th bag of the season. He's yet to be caught stealing. Taylor set the 1-2 to Polanco. Swing and a miss. Strike 3. Marauders are down to their final out. Javier Rivas, the last chance for Bradenton. A flyout, a ground out, and a strikeout today. Brannigan at second. Taylor trying to put a bow on this one for Jupiter. First pitch to Rivas. Swings and misses at a pitch in the dirt. Outside as well for strike 1. Fresh baseball lobbed back to the mound. No balls, 1 strike, 2 outs here in the bottom of the 9th inning. Marauders chasing 6. The pitch. Swing and a miss, strike 2. Marauders down to their final strike in this ball game. O-2, 2 out, man at second. Taylor trying to secure the series split for the Hammerheads. Pitch home. Misses high with a fastball. Rivas lays off, and he'll see one more in this game. 1-2, 2 away. Brannigan at second. Pitch. Fouled off. Rivas spoils it to stay alive for another. Two walk-off wins to start the series. A doubleheader sweep for Jupiter. Marauders winning last night. The Hammerheads trying to secure the 3-3 finish here. The 1-2 again. Misses high and away a ball, and the count 2-2 now to Rivas. Showing some patience here. Waiting for his offering to go after. Went down in the count. 0-2 has battled back here. 6th pitch of the AB. On its way. Fouled off. How about a 7th? Javi stays alive again. Taylor comes together. Lefty checks Brannigan at second. No one holding him on. 2-2. Swing and miss, strike three, game over. Rounders dropped the series finale 7-1. Hammerhead secure the split, three games apiece over the past week of baseball here at Lecom Park. 7-1 the final in favor of the visitors. Wrap up the final line score here momentarily. As the Hammerheads go through the high five line, a happy team. It's always a positive to head back home after a win on a long road trip to the other side of the state. The Marauders showed a lot of offensive life last night, but they could not find that same luck here this afternoon. 7 runs on 12 hits for the Hammerheads. They commit no errors and end up leaving 5 on base. They go an outstanding 6-for-13 with runners in scoring position. If you're batting around 500 in those spots, you're going to win a game. And that's what they did here today. The Marauders with 1 run on 4 hits. The only run was Shalim Polanco's solo homer in the 5th inning that gave Bradenton the lead at the time. And with the pitcher's duel that we'd seen throughout the first few innings, at the moment thought that the solo shot might be enough to win this game, but it was not. The Marauders commit 1 error defensively. We end up leaving 5 men on base and do not record a hit with men in scoring position in the ball game. The win today goes to Buxton. Just double check that real quick. Should go to Buxton. And it will. So the win goes to Buxton. The loss goes to Bosnick. And the save was not on the cards this afternoon. A tough game. 6 runs combined in the 8th and 9th inning for Jupiter, and that was enough for the visitors from the East Coast to take this one here today at Lecom Park and split the series 3-3. Before we go, as always, at the end of every series, want to take the time to thank everyone involved here with the Marauders, Joe Knight and Jake and so many others on the grounds crew, Craig Warjek and Nolan Bialik, Haley Diaz, Sean Hunt, hard workers in the front office that make this machine run every day, and of course, our mom of the media team, Rebecca Rivette, who works her butt off as assistant general manager in media marketing and game day presentation side of things to make magic happen for us, and my controller in the booth, Amina Maradovich, Josh Podobnik up there as well today, taking in some Minecraft tutorials on a Sunday afternoon at Lecom Park. And to the fans that tune in to every game, home or away, whether you're a player, parent, or a diehard Buccos fan, we thank you. It makes everything I do every single day worth it to know that people out there are enjoying it and hopefully getting some fun out of their day tuning into Marauders baseball. Before we go again, one more thing to add. I promise this is the last thing. Memorial Day weekend, obviously, and a reminder that tomorrow, while you're off of work or whether you're working or not, enjoying time with family, friends, remember that it's not a holiday to just celebrate because it's a day off of work. It's a day that you have to go have a couple of beverages and enjoy a barbecue. It's a day to honor those who gave their lives for this country that allow us to have a barbecue, to play baseball, to do the things that we love because others sacrificed for us, and I think that's how we're going to leave it here today. A tough outcome, but hope you enjoyed the broadcast. We will head on the road to Tampa Tuesday and rejoin you on the Marauder Radio Network then. So long for now on Bally Live, MILB-TV, and the Marauder Radio Network. I'm Ben Picorni. Thanks for tuning in.